You're listening to CJLO News. Chanting and flag waving in the usually quiet NDG borough as protesters call on Member of Parliament Anna Ganey to address them on the matter of Palestine. CJLO was present on June 4th when a group of about 30 people gathered outside of Member of Parliament Ganey's office on Sherbrooke West. Ganey was in Ottawa, but protesters were hoping to deliver an open letter to the staff in the office. Here is Austin Clayman, a member of the group Jewish Anti-Zionist Action, reading part of that letter outside of the office building.
Dear Anna Ganey, last month your constituents elected you to represent us in Ottawa. We entrusted you with the responsibility to represent our values, uphold international law, and act with decisive action on the most pressing issues of our time. As members of Canada's 45th Parliament, you must fulfill this mandate with purpose and urgency. Today, as over a million people are being deliberately starved and relentlessly bombed in Gaza, we call on you to end Canada's direct complicity in one of the most extreme moral crises of our time. On May 20th, Canada joined the UK and France in threatening to take concrete action against Israel, but words are not enough. Gaza needs your action. We, your constituents, call on you to do everything within your power to compel the Canadian government to impose a full and immediate two-way arms embargo on Israel.
The constituency office is normally open to the public, but during the protest, the door was locked, and no one inside would answer the phone at the time. The group slid the letter under the door, and it was received by someone inside. Here is Clayman explaining why they were protesting.
As the descendant of Holocaust survivors, I cannot in good conscience stand and watch as a genocide is being committed in my name as a Jew and as a queer person. Our own Canadian government is complicit in it. Our minister here, Anna Ganey, has refused to talk to Jewish and Palestinian leaders in her constituency for almost 2 years.
Kim Gaudry, the coordinator of A World Beyond War, a peace activist group in NDG, was also present.
Well, one of the tricks that the Canadian government is using is they're shipping parts. The Canadian companies are shipping parts that are being used in F-35 fighter jets to the U.S. From there, they're being shipped to Israel. So Canada can say we don't ship F-35s to Israel, but they do. They're directly feeding the manufacturer. Ehud DevTech, which is a company on the South Shore, for example, Ehud DevTech makes landing gear for the F-35s. They can't take off or land without that landing gear, so we're directly complicit in war crimes that have been used to drop bombs on an innocent population.
Ganey and her office have faced criticism from multiple groups in the city over a lack of public engagement, particularly during the election campaign in May, when Ganey would not participate in any of the open forums or public meet-and-greets in the borough. Ganey has consistently denied interview requests made by CJLO. The constituency office of Anna Ganey would not respond about the protest. One person who answered the phone simply said, "No comment," and hung up. For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.